This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, rocking the health world here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know it, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, and all y'all watching live around the world. We do have a chat room at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com/listen. And we love to interact with you live. I know some of the social medias that we're not banned on currently also have an opportunity to chime in if you'd like live there as well. You can call us, leave a message, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. And we answer questions on the air, sometimes live and sometimes, well, most often responding to your submissions. But please feel free to submit them, and we'll look to answer them as we can. So, yes, leave us a voicemail. You can sign up for the newsletter by texting my initials RSB to 22828. So if you have your phone and you're not driving, open it up, go 22828 in your text field, and then go RSB. Type in RSB. Boom. You're going to be prompted with an email request, and then you'll be plugged into the newsletter, including our poll questions of the day, which are a lot of fun. Sometimes they're irreverent. Sometimes they're very serious, but we get our finger on the pulse of what's going on out there with you freedom-loving, health freedom-loving folks that are in this audience. This hour, as I mentioned, Dr. James Lyons-Weiler will be joining us in a few minutes from ipac-edu.org, and that's a great organization. As I said, not waiting to hope and pray that one day the NIH and NIAID and Fauci, they'll repent and they'll reform themselves and we'll have good science again. No, actually creating the space, actually manifesting that, where people are actually learning scientific methods, principles, and applying them. And it's very exciting. I'm very excited every time I get to talk to Dr. Jack. So we'll be bringing him in just a moment. We've got a lot, including the discussion of the topic of suddenly died, sudden death, died suddenly, etc. That is coming up. First up, I've been teasing this story about not being a tool. I don't know what it is funny about. You know, you're such a tool. When I hear that, I'm like, I don't take it very seriously, but you sort of get an idea, and it's apparently not a good thing. Now, if you like to work with tools, you're like, what's wrong with being a tool? Tools are awesome, you know, but somehow it's become a derogatory term. And in this article by Jim Bendel, a strategist and educator on social change focused on deep adaptation to societal breakdown. That's a subheadline. He says it's not too late to stop being a tool of oppression. Yeah, now, a tool of oppression is one that I can agree. Not a good thing. Not a fan of that. But it's an interesting article, and I think it's one that's worth time to read, because it's well thought out. And there's elements of compassion and also calling folks to the carpet. You know, you've heard about some of the worst offenders of COVID lockdowns and mandates and all of that stuff, that they said, please, 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 can we have some amnesty? Let's just call for amnesty. And you'll often hear this with people that really do wrong, and they know it, and they're caught. Kind of like, do you remember when you were a kid? Did this ever happen to you? You're like, oh, man, I'm busted. Mom and Dad know it. Now, maybe if I just come clean and I go, I promise it'll never happen again. Can we just forget this ever happened? Give me amnesty. You didn't say that, but you wanted a free pass on what you did. And maybe you got it once, and if you did it again, it's like if your parents were smart, they're like, uh-uh, that was it. That was your one free pass. You blew it. You obviously didn't understand what you were asking for, and you ain't getting it again. So we look at all the people who were so wrong, So wrong. And look, you give people some leeway. I do. When I opened the microphone as we were starting to learn in the early phases of what became, you know, the COVID crisis, et cetera, and there were things that didn't necessarily make sense based on my experience as a homeopath and my clinical experience, much less the things that I had studied way back in the 90s when I was first learning of homeopathy, the early 90s and through the 90s, as I looked into the field of virology and tests for viruses and then PCR. You know, I had, you know, very high-level researchers and doctors on that were calling into question these consensus beliefs of science. And so I was exposed to a lot of innovative scientists who didn't just go, yeah, whatever is said, everybody believes it, so that's what – and they never – no, that's not how science works, they would say. These are some problems I have with this, so I'm going to put it out there. And then people like Professor Peter Duisberg, who I've befriended over the years, were, you know, decimated in terms of their ability to do the scientific work because they had funding for anything, never turned down, suddenly couldn't get a grant. Because they objected to certain level of consensus, science by democracy. 51% of scientists voted, and this is what they believe, so this is what it is. So, granted, in the beginning phases of what was going on, there was a lot of things we didn't know. We're like, oh, I'm just mystified by what's happening here. But the moment I heard PCR, I said, oh, okay, this is a ruse again. Clearly, they don't have a definitive. There's something else going on here. I don't exactly know what it is, but we continue to follow those tracks. And we even had Dr. Jack on talking about some of the problems, a lot of the problems with that, and some of the things that may have been corrected since then. But this professor is talking about the people who said we were right, you were wrong, and now they're clearly wrong about almost everything. But there were people who proclaimed to be right because they were in the consensus. They were in the power play. They had the money. They were, you know, aligned with the profits and the power and more. And yeah, there's a point and opportunity when you go, all right, dude, this is just not good to continue to hold on or cling to this idea that I was right when it's obvious that I was wrong. And maybe just be a human again and acknowledge, you know what? Like, who's that actor? Tim Robbins. A few weeks back, we covered that. I even talked with Mike Adams about that when we were in Austin together on that event. And, you know, here was a guy who you see, he was sincerely going, you know what, I bought it. I was wrong. I was deceived. And I'm sorry. You can tell there was a sincerity about it because they actually went through. I went into all of it, the mandates, everything. But fear makes you do stupid things. As Richard Pryor said, snakes make you run into trees. Snake! Boom. Walk into the tree. You're afraid. You're not thinking. You're not seeing. You've lost some capacity for critical thinking at that moment because you're in survival mode. So the question is, will those people, they're probably not fans of this show, will they become human again and acknowledge that they were wrong? And it isn't for us to dance on them because, we were right, you were wrong. It's not about that because we're like, welcome. Come on in. Let's now work for something that's better. Let's do right. Let's not make the same mistakes we made in believing authoritarians just because they had PhDs or MDs or the power of the government microphone or the media microphone. So I find these articles and opinion pieces coming out, bringing that to our attention and to those who maybe on the inside of that, calling it to their friends and colleagues saying, hey, maybe we can get you to come on along and become part of the human race again. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. But I'll ask Dr. James Limes-Weiler right now. Dr. Jack, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jack, how are you, my buddy? It's good to have you back. It's been far too long, although we got to see each other at a Pennsylvania event recently, which was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Is my sound okay?
It sounds great, yes.
Wow, this is really cool because we were in this really, I don't know, you guys can't see this, but we're in this thing called Restream Studio, and I just see at the top I can put all of my channels live. So, Robert Scott Bell, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you through the Jack channels as well. This is so awesome. Intuitive.
I love it. I love it. You know, look, you always make me smile. I enjoy seeing you, hanging out with you. I know that we've got an event. We'll be together again in February in outside of Atlanta, Buford, Georgia, which is basically Lake Lanier Island. It's a beautiful place. Our friend Tia Severino is putting on the Next Steps conference again. And it's really proactive in terms of creating anew, not waiting to be rescued, right? And that's kind of what I respect so much about you and what you've done with your knowledge as a PhD that I don't make fun of. You know, that you actually have not lost critical thinking skills like many who get it and go, what was I learning again? Oh, yeah, just to
I know
do what
I have some of those skills around here somewhere. I don't know where I put them.
I think you've lost them, thankfully.
Yeah, good. So, no, I mean, the people that really cheat in science are compromised. It's very, very, very simple, and they're compromised. Sometimes they're we forget. It's not like Anthony Fauci was this schoolboy, you know, that grew up and wanted to save the world. That's the story that he lies to himself and lies to the world about. But some people are placed in positions now, we understand, in public health to execute particular agendas. I mean, this is the farthest thing from science. I was a fool to ever believe that the CDC's reputation was well-earned. They put on a good show, though.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that the harshness of being disillusioned by something you had a great belief and abiding faith in or trust in? And I certainly, because of my own ailments and illnesses growing up in a pharmaceutical medical family, always being science-oriented, I got to do some amazing things. I worked on electron microscopes in high school. I got some really cool training early on. Yet my reverence for that field was diminished ultimately because of the body that I was in that was very sick and ravaged with illness that was always met with drugs and science and more drugs and that made me sicker. And sicker until they could. I started asking questions that they couldn't answer. And I said, there's a dead end here. I don't know what it is. And now I've got to figure something else out. And it took a number of years. And it involved, honestly, prayer, which is not part of PhD research training, I don't believe. P didn't stand for prayer. But it opened me up to healing that I wouldn't have been open to because my mind was so programmed to disbelieve anything that was outside of the orthodoxy. Does that make sense?
It does, but don't let them fool you, kids, because I heard a very scientific presentation by Robert Scott Bell on the value of copper recently in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I mean, you know, why throw the baby out with the bathwater? Either way, that's the whole thing, right? So the power, the control, the top-down, part of the reason why I wasn't as mostly disappointed as I was angered, truly angered, at what CDC had done to warp and twist science over vaccines and autism, what CDC had done to make people think that vaccines were going to be safe and effective for everyone, and especially what was happening to pregnant women and children. And so, you know, it was really, truly, and I was offended by their claim that they were using science, or they were, I could see the writing on the wall. First and foremost, my concern was the children. But my second concern was the reputation of science. And I realized I had absolutely no choice. This wasn't a choice. I had no choice except for to continue to be objective and do science because someone had to. And I was very, and I still am very fortunate that the public sees value in science when it's done objectively.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And funds project after project after project that we've put through peer review at IPAC. We have the aluminum studies. There's three aluminum studies. I have some really exciting news. I just found an app developer who will actually create an app for the cell phones that will allow patients who are vaccinating, that's probably not the majority of your audience, but patients who are vaccinating to take the recommendations of the doctor on the next four vaccines that are five vaccines that they want and then plug in those numbers. And then they can turn the phone around and say, according to this peer-reviewed science, you're asking me to put my child in aluminum toxicity for the next 180 days.
Nicely done.
Thank you. So we'll see how it comes out. We've got some partners working on this with us. And then the next thing is the doctor's going to say what? Let me see that app, or what science is that? I haven't heard about that, or get out of my office, or whatever they're going to say. But still, the parents can then also say, what if we spaced it out by 3 months, or, you know, what if we just space these out? And this is based on the science that we published when we compared Dr. Paul Thomas's practice, his schedule to the CDC schedule. Under the CDC schedule, the kids are in aluminum toxicity 100% of their days in the first year of life. Under Dr. Paul Thomas's schedule, it's like less than 5% of the days. Okay, so using non-aluminum containing vaccines, spacing them out, skipping the ones that are not necessary, according to your doctor, talk to your doctor, blah, 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 everything else first. But the reality is, this is going to be a conversation piece. It's for educational purposes only. It's going to have all the caveats. It's not FDA approved. But nevertheless, it's backed by peer-reviewed science that was funded by the public. And so we have the tools. We're just not using them. I have this. Okay, there's two shifts in a mindset. First shift is we have to build the alternative. Not really. We're not building the alternative. We're expanding the reality that we live in. It's not just the alternative, because the way that realities kind of emerge and morph away from each other as they evolve, I'm hoping that what I'm doing will become the norm. Yeah. I'm hoping that what I'm doing will return to objective science, mm-hmm. and that I'm like just another guy doing objective science like everybody else is.
Well, I think of the term renaissance. A lot has come up in my mind, the renaissance of something, right? A renaissance, a renewal of science. And I've been meeting with PhDs, MDs, DOs, NDs, DCs, nurses, herbalists, homeopaths like myself, and we have been meeting regularly through this COVID crisis to discuss things that were undiscussable in mixed company, and finding that those people are now suddenly opened up to the fact that what they believed was happening had been abandoned, right? If we talk about, you know, scientific principle and going back, as you said, it wasn't like we didn't know how to do this.
Yeah. No, exactly. My reaction was anger, mm-hmm. and then my reaction was, okay, but what do we do about it? I met Del Bigtree at Life University. I was invited there by the beautiful, smart, talented, wonderful Michelle Ford, and we were in the same room, and I gave my talk on, I don't know how the CDC decided vaccines don't cause autism, because I read all the studies on vaccines and autism. I looked vaccine by vaccine. I looked... and I could not find studies that exonerated most of the vaccines from potentially contributing to autism. But I also found a lot of studies that did have a positive association. So in my talk, I mentioned that there's only one logical conclusion, if you're going to use reason and logic, that CDC has a magician on their staff that used magic to know that vaccines don't cause autism, right? So in reality, you have to parse their language very carefully, and they say, oh, wait a minute, we're not saying causality, we're saying we don't know. But that's not exactly what they're saying. What they're actually saying is, oh, no, we had these meetings with the National Academy of Sciences, Institute of Science, mm-hmm. the National Academy of Medicine, and they found insufficient evidence four times until at the very last minute they found somehow some evidence. Well, that evidence was the Frank DiStefano et al. Study where William Thompson came out, the whistleblower, and he said, we faked the data, he told Brian Hooker. So all of that is so fundamentally important. I have an important message, actually. This will blow your mind here. I sent Dr. Hooker an email. Okay. And then this email, I said, hey, we do this Monday evening science webinar at IPAC-EDU. And Robert has just agreed, Robert Scott Bell has agreed that he's going to come and talk about copper with me. Well, I wrote to I wrote to Bill Thompson, William Thompson, the whistleblower. Still works at the CDC. And I said, hey, I'm really curious about your current take on things.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News. news update.
Big donors turning out at a huge campaign fundraiser for Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida, Saturday night. The event expected to take in $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised at an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on his social media platform, Truth Social, writing, "It's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. We will double up the Biden number of last week at Radio City. People are desperate for change. They want to make America great again." Explanation point. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. It's the result of Hamas slaughtering 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and at their homes. It is believed 99 hostages are still alive and being held by Hamas terrorists. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What you've been doing with your research career, we have a private science webinar that means one week. Would you like to come and talk about that? And let's talk about what's happened with science ever since we last heard from you. He wrote back to me. Dr. William Thompson, this happened this week, said, "James, I appreciate your invite, and I unfortunately can't take you up on the offer at this point in time." Okay.
some typos there or something. But anyway, he goes, keep up the good work. I know it's not easy to do, and the work that you do is important, and we all appreciate your efforts. We all? Who's we all?
Yeah, who is we all there?
I said to Grace, I have a following at CDC.
CDC, right?
What the hell? I want to shut that place down. No. I don't want a following at CDC, Bill. You know, come out of CDC and say this is really, truly, honestly what we did. I don't care if I don't have a pension. Get out here and tell us all about it, because kids are being jabbed with aluminum and thimerosal-containing flu vaccines, and God knows what else there are in these vaccines, because vaccine safety science has been a fraud for 30 years.
Yeah. So it tells me that he's acknowledging they're in prison at the CDC.
That's what I said.
He has the freedom to walk away, but of course they're not willing to walk away due to, well, maybe the loss of pension, et cetera. I don't know if that they could actually lose it by walking away. He's been in so long. But still, there's a cowardice involved, and I don't mean to slight the man's character. He's done some good by communicating to Brian Hooker. I don't not acknowledge that. But at the same time, being part of that machine is, I haven't seen any evidence that can be corrected from within. It's so corrupt all the way up to Walensky and on down, and whoever they replace Walensky with eventually as well, as they're being investigated with the PR firm that they've hired that, you know, has promoted an agenda of mRNA jabs.
It's sharks and dolphins, man. So the academic system is really, really bad in the NIH and the CDC. It selects for sharks that are doing bad, and they know it. And it selects for yes men who dare not say against, you know. Mm-hmm. So you have some really smart followers. Someone said, Steve McCaffrey says, if you are going to vaccinate, I recommend spacing them out at least 1,000 years apart. All right, cool. Another person. I don't know if I can scroll up on this or not, but they said, oh, Tanya Bailey, why allow aluminum at all? She's frustrated. I feel you. Or any other toxins, the damage only happens once. The cost to the child and the family are incalculable. Mm-hmm. Here's the point. This app for people who are they made the decision to go ahead and vaccinate. We're trying to reduce the amount of aluminum. And through these conversations, the pediatricians will start learning about aluminum toxicity, which they're never taught. They're not allowed to hear it from AAP or AMA. They're not allowed to learn it in school. And so some of them are going to say, why the heck didn't I know this already? Why are my patients coming at me with this app? And you know what? I hope that it leads to a pushback by pediatricians finally on what toxins they're actually putting into the kids. And if it leads to no aluminum, I've done my job.
Well, and we've seen an awakening among the medical and PhD community like never before in all the decades I've been doing this. And I'm encouraged by it. Yet at the same time, you know, you talk about creating an app for people who are still going in to potentially get the shots. And my audience is probably not going in anymore like that, as you acknowledge. At the same time, we can't forget there are loads of people that have never heard of the Robert Scott Bell Show, may only be encountering Dr. James Lyons-Weiler and IPAC. And what are we to do? Ignore them? We've got to serve them and help them, because it's going to get them closer and closer to these docs are coming our way. We're not compromising our principles, the things we've identified to be actually factual, scientifically validated. And you know, as I speak, you know, about prayer or as a homeopath, I am not anti-science. I love science. I have invested my life just so enamored with it, yet so disappointed. And you said angry. There are times I've been angry as well. Yeah. But I've gone outside of the official training way to go, I'm just going to dig deep myself and learn about these things and then connect with people like yourself and learn even more and teach what I know. And on it goes. And we continue to get better because of it. And the cross-pollination of views and perspectives, what we're seeing clinically, much less overcoming the limitations of our trainings, whatever they may be, you know, allopathic or otherwise. And that's where I see the spirit of cooperation coming together and what you're doing with IPAC. By the way, if you haven't checked it out, IPAC, IPAC-EDU.org, Superdon, make sure. That's not it. I don't think that's the one where I just
That's the
it.
Research Foundation. That's okay. That's IPAKnowledge.org. That's cool. So while we're scrolling through that, listen, what you do and what you've done is exactly beautifully well done, Robert, because let's not pretend that science is a way of knowing, but science is not the only way of knowing. There's a whole bunch. There it is, IPAC-EDU. Come and take our courses there. There's a whole bunch of ways of knowing things that don't require a randomized prospective clinical trial. And I'll tell you what, the guys that are in control, the big pharma guys that have said you have to have an randomized clinical trial to know anything, I want them to go over and study evolutionary biology, because we can't do randomized clinical trials in evolutionary biology. I want them to go over and try to do a study in ecology. You can't do experiments in ecology and understand how species interact with each other. So here's the deal. I'll get a medical degree if any MD currently practicing goes and gets a PhD in evolutionary biology, one for one. I'll be happy to do that, okay?
There you go.
I'll sit through with my gritted teeth listening to how we can only know this by authority.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, E.O. Wilson, who's a brilliant evolutionary biologist, he's now passed, he has two messages. Don't kill ants. They're intelligent. It's distributed intelligence, but it's not like ours. But please don't kill ants. Number two, we know things best by consilience of the evidence, right? I mean, in law, you can't do randomized clinical trial. You have to make a determination. Guilty beyond the shadow of a doubt, not guilty, okay? You have to use as much evidence as you have to come to some determination. So let's not pretend that we can't know that ivermectin is actually very effective or hydroxychloroquine is super effective if used at non-fatal doses. Let's not pretend anymore that the only way of knowing things in science is randomized clinical trials, because 99.9% of scientific papers that are published are not randomized clinical trials. That's why at IPEC-EDU we have courses like how to read and interpret a scientific study. That's why at IPEC-EDU we have courses like basic fundamentals of epidemiology coming up in January.
Jack, I got to ask
the public how to know this stuff.
Who is taking? I'm fascinated by, you know, who's going to IPAC-EDU to learn these things, like you mentioned, how to read and interpret and understand studies? Is it the PhDs going back to school? Is it MDs coming? Is it the lay audience that is like, well, I'm so interested in this, and my doctor's not reading this stuff. Maybe I can figure out. Who's coming to this now?
The beauty of it is that it's people from all walks of life. So in my biology class during the coronavirus, I had two PhDs in engineering end up in the same class by accident. In that class, we also had moms who graduated high school, never went to college. We had people who started college, didn't finish. We had an MD PhD who retired about 10 years ago and wanted to, you know, see if she still got chops. So we have this really diverse population, just a transect of humanity. And the courses are live, so people get to talk with each other. The courses are live, so they get to talk and challenge the instructors, right? And that's the best part of the questions. And if you miss the class, of course, we have the video so you can go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. But we are not going to stop. My goal is to educate the public to the point where the technocracy, the oligarchy, just can't run circles around us anymore. I have big, big, big plans, and some of the instructors that are coming will blow your minds.
I'm so excited.
It's the best decision I've ever made, and I feel like I'm making a big difference.
Well, and I'd like to say, let this be an example for everybody. What Dr. Jack is doing is not waiting around for science to be rescued or whatever it is your passion is. When you've seen corruption envelop and destroy what you thought was just a wonderful, you know, ideal,
yeah.
You go in or go out or wherever you go and say, you know what? I know this stuff. I call it co-create, if you will, with life itself. Yeah. We're here for a reason. And really, some people are talking about parallel societies. I don't know how to define it or describe it exactly. Everybody's got a different viewpoint. But I see more and more people, Jack, that are just going, I'm not waiting anymore. I thought I could wait. I thought I could change the system. I thought I could vote it, or, you know, we can't do that. And now I've got more people like yourself that are going, I'm not waiting. Let's go do this. And then others are going, yeah, let's go do this. Now, some might be going independent of it. Some might be joining forces. As you said, you're bringing amazing people in that are excited about this. And this is how it happens. The passion, the excitement, and the energy flows with that, because we've gotten so disillusioned, as I say, rightfully so. Do we go, oh, it's all over, we're done because they're not doing it? Or do we go, oh, I'm capable of doing this better than they did it, and I'm not going to do it that way? So this is part of the excitement that I have genuinely when I talk with you and others that are now coming to the same conclusion. We're not waiting to be rescued.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. The fact that the FDA never published a pediatric dose limit for aluminum, they never did it, and the adult dose limit that they did publish was actually based on oral forms of aluminum fed to mice that were adult mice, not children mice. Is that a thing? Anyway, infant mice. We know that they know what's going on now, in large part because our papers are published. Someone tried to have one of our aluminum papers retracted. Didn't work. It's watertight. The logic is sound. The whole body toxicity tells us what's going on. You hear guys like Paul Offit say 60% of the majority of it's gone by one or two days. He's talking 60%. 60% of a toxin being gone, and then you have this really long tail. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to come in with another dose and another dose and another dose. Hey, you know what? Some kids just don't detoxify as well as others, but we're not allowed to consider genetic risk of adverse events from vaccines because, we are cookie cutters. We're not going to do the kind of individualized medicine with vaccines. Yeah. And, if you're totally against vaccines, I'm 100% behind you and your choice on that. That is absolutely what you should do. That's right. But as we sit by and we allow other families to walk right into the pediatrician's office, their choice. We cannot give them the informed consent that they're due because we can't reach them. I'm just trying to do everything that I can do. And I know we have a ton of people that are supporting this. We have over 40,000 reads a day on my Substack of Popular Rationalism. Something crazy is happening there.
I read it, and this morning I read it, and I was like, get on the show, please. And you said, okay. That was awesome of you, by the way. And the article in question that I first read, been a few today, on the sudden death pathophysiology of the vaccine mRNA molecule. And I thought, this is as timely as anything we've been dealing with for a while now.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
These are the things that happen every day. And I'm not saying they're intentional. I'm not calling out every doctor as trying to kill you. I know there's some really nefarious docs out there, but in any field there's nefarious folks. One begins with the name F, who just had a deposition. We didn't have time to talk about. We'll have to do that on another visit. But let me ask you about the IPAC-EDU.org. And how people can participate, because you've invited me to speak at a Monday evening type event. I think it's a 7 o'clock on the East Coast, so 4 o'clock yep. Pacific. And we're going to do a copper discussion, little presentation, which is great.
Copper and your health is so important, ladies yeah. and gentlemen. I learned it from Robert Scott Bell, and I want to share it with you through IPAC EDU. So the science webinar on Monday evenings is the forum by which you can come and get a little taste of the kinds of things we're doing over at IPAC EDU. If you're already a student, just you know how to do it and sign up. If you're not a student, you go to the website mm-hmm. and you find the registration page. And you can just find the science webinar. And there's a lot of cool courses that you should spend some time browsing around there and figure out that website. It's worth your time.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. Superdon's going to put it up. We've got
hit registration up at the top right there.
So registration. Click on that red button, registration.
That's it. You're on it.
Okay. So we're looking at all. If we scroll down, you look at a lot of different courses that are offered and the pricing, which I think is very reasonable.
Well, wait. Keep all the way down. All the way down.
All the way down? Okay.
There they are. And there's down at the bottom there, there's multiple pages. Okay, so each of those images is a course. You go back up, back up a little.
Okay.
Now go back down just a little bit more and stop just after those images.
Okay, after the images?
Yeah, see, there's three pages. There's 35 courses that are listed here, 35 options.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
And so where is it for a Monday evening if somebody wants to join us?
I don't know where it landed on the menu, but it's there. You can sign okay. up for it. And when you sign up for it right now, it's good till the end of the year, and then you have to re-sign up. But,
okay.
you know, we have so many students. We're 4 semesters old. We have 750 students, and the students are coming back. They're coming back for more courses, and they say things like, you know, I now can talk to my family and my friends with confidence. I don't know everything, but they know something's changed about me because they know genetics from biology. They understand the details, and they can get up, they can get under the hood with their doctor family members or their nurse family members. We don't offer any certificate or degree because that's not the point. The point is learning.
Yeah.
And if you want a certificate or degree, that might come sometime, but we're working to get continuing medical education credits so we can teach the doctors and change medicine from the inside out. So that'll happen probably in 2023.
And, Jack, when is your show on? Because you're doing a regular broadcast as well, right?
I don't have a regular broadcast. The very best place for people to find me is at PopularRationalismSubstack.com. The Popular Rationalism is where I notify my followers and the community about almost everything. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I do an Unbreaking Science. We have some really, really impressive guests coming. But, yeah, this is where I publish my thinking. This really took off during COVID when they were going for the workplace mandates. And I would get up at 5 in the morning and I would just write the heck out of, hey, wait a minute, let's inject some reality into this discussion about workplace mandates. And I would encourage everybody to send the article to their congressman and their senator so that they could see reason and logic. And I think I'd like to think that had an effect on you know, people's thinking about
it. I think
this.
It is having an effect. And I love having these conversations with you. This is for those of you who are big fans of Dr. Jack. You're always welcome here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We always apply critical thinking skills to probably some outrageous stories that we also have to cover outside of even just the scientific realm. But this is about getting back to some level of sanity and enjoying life and, you know, creating or co-creating anew something that you want to see rather than waiting for it to be done for you. That's the problem we've had for a long time. And Jack, that's what you're doing so well, and I'm so glad to be on this journey with you, my friend.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm so happy that we're on this planet at the same time, you know. All right, let's go do some good. And if you guys share, the best thing you could do for me, if you want to do me a favor, not you, Robert, Scott Bell, you've done more than your share. Please, if you can't get a paid subscription of Popular Rationalism, please consider sharing an article a week. That's all I'm asking. If you have a free subscription, pick your favorite one and share it by email or share it on social media. That's the most important thing that you can do, because then other people will get to find this good stuff and you're going to look really smart.
Agreed. And that's why I ask you to just share the show. When we're on, share the show. You don't assume because you know what everybody else does. They don't. They don't know about Dr. Jack and IPAC yet. Share it. And then we break the cycle of censorship that is imposed on us only because we participate in it. We choose to do otherwise. So, Dr. James Lyons-Weiler, thank you, my friend. So good to have you on board again.
Thank you, too. Happy holidays, everybody. We sell gift cards.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.